Black girl, you are built from stories. You are molded by songs. You are a Papua New Guinean woman, molded by decisions and choices in life to which you have become who you are today. A single mom with four pillars of strength, a daughter now has a son and three sons. To him, your strength has been built across the years. That life is not as easy as it seems when you're at that age. Everything being provided for by parents, loving parents if you had. You had loving parents, family and relatives. And then you go through schooling, boarding schools. You have to be able to make choices that are very important for your future. As a six-year-old, I would tell myself that there is so much in life than just you and your real family. You have to be able to say no to certain stuff. Be able to decide on what. I think it's all about choices. You're given everything under the sun by your parents that you're able to cope in life. Being that fortunate, unlike other unfortunate girls. And you have to really make the most of it. Treasure the moments that you've had with your family to be able to share that with others as you grow up. Yeah. I think Papua New Guinean women are seen as women to be in the household. You do all the work around the house. You're expected to make sure that food is ready, laundry is made, everything in the house should be perfect for a Papua New Guinean woman. But it's not that. I think Papua New Guinean women I see Papua New Guinean women as very strong women who can do anything, I think. Because, Papua New Guinean women are very strong. I've already made that statement earlier. They can be career women. They can be sports women. They can juggle housework with their careers. For me, if I'm going to bring myself into the picture, I'm an academic, I'm a sportswoman, a single mom who has had to finally say no to certain things that have disrupted my family unit for a better life. And having to make such decisions have put me to where I am today, which I am proud of. Raising up my children on my own. I have an 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 12 and a 10-year-old whom I was able to raise without their dad. And I'm sure there are a lot of women, Papua New Guinean women, who were able to do that as well. Papua New Guinean women can be faced with a lot of challenges. And we have our culture, our knowledge, and most importantly, I believe, the men above that gives us the strength to continue each day. Yeah. I have two different cultures because my parents come from two different areas. And for me, I have gone overseas to do my studies, secondary, uni. But if you see me, I don't think people will think that I've gone overseas to do my studies. And I'm so grateful that when people see me, they can see that, yes, she's gone out there, but she's still that ordinary Papua New Guinean woman. I do have a career that is up there, I believe, as an academic, very challenging, but I am proud of my culture that makes me who I am today. Being able to meet with different people, talk with I can easily blend with people who don't even belong to my culture. And seeing that different ways of living, going to school overseas, coming back. My parents also made sure I did go home to their villages. That has basically helped me treasure my culture. And I've passed that on to my children in ways of making sure they participate in their different provincial groups, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. I love dancing in my culture, my mom's culture, as well as my dad's. And yeah, I think my culture has played a very, very important, part in my life. And I'm happy to be a Papua New Guinean woman with two different cultures. Extraordinary woman. I mean, I think just seeing myself, actually these questions have made me feel that, wow, this is me. And seeing my other friends as well, women who have been through a lot and are still standing strong. So yeah. What are we becoming? With the cultures fading away, with foreign concepts coming in, I think Papua New Guinean women are... I just can't describe it. We're just extraordinary.